This is the Time and Again Home Service. During these dark, difficult days, take a moment to turn up your wireless and listen to this week's episode of Greyhounds, made in association with Yorkshire Air Museum. And remember, your courage, your cheerfulness, and your resolution will bring us victory.
Germany calling. Here are the right to ambush Station Bremen.
Lord Haw-Haw, don't let Ned catch you. You'll have you marched down to the police station before your feet touch the ground.
It's only sensible to listen. You can't compile a complete set of events if you only collect half the data. I must say, they're dreadfully imprudent with some of the things they let slip, though.
Like what?
Well, if I was in Belfast, I'd be packing my bags.
You reckon there's going to be another raid?
Don't you?
I suppose so, if you look at London. Any more mysterious messages, words from up above?
No, I don't really go in for all of that.
Of course not. You're an atheist. Mr. Jones got a thumping headache from Mrs. Alt's potato wine. We had to put him to bed with a hot water bottle.
Are you making small talk? I expected better of you.
Perhaps I am. Here, help me with this scene. It's after the battle and good old Howe's trying to win the French princess. I keep forgetting the lines.
Do you? You're normally rather good at remembering quotes. Very good.
You only need to read it. From the book, if you like.
Not that copy, it's mine.
What's all this?
I'm just trying to work out the pattern.
There's pages of notes here. It must have taken you hours to write all this. I thought you couldn't stand it, acting, the play, the lot of it.
Oh, I can't. But for some reason, it matters very much to Ruby. So I think that means I have to try my best, if I can. She's got it wrong, you know, the meaning of the play. It's not about leadership or victory or even England winning the war. It's all just a lot of people not really saying what they mean. The real weapons are words. Right before Agincourt, Henry tells his army that they're enough, that he wouldn't wish for one soldier more. Well, that simply can't be true. He's saying it to make them feel better. And in war, that's more important than ever, isn't it? People call you a coward because it makes them feel better.
Am I a coward?
Sometimes. I see it in your eyes. Not often, but sometimes you want to be just like the rest of them.
I'm not afraid to die.
Well, of course not. Dying is a foregone conclusion. It's illogical to fear the inevitable.
I'd never seen a body up close like that before. I knew he was dead from across the street, before I'd even taken a step.
Your neighbour?
He wasn't. You have to understand, he wasn't a person anymore. I mean, he still looked the same, more or less, but the light had just vanished. He was just an object, a thing, lying there in the street. I imagine it becomes dreadfully easy, turning people into things.
I don't imagine. You're very good at it, you know, being just another person. Sometimes I almost give up on you and stop listening altogether. But then you'll say something and I'll understand every single word. I'm not one of them. I make things happen.
You remembered all that?
I remember everything. Rather dreadful, isn't it? Why did you come here? There's no rehearsal tonight.
Why did you? You've got a wireless at home, haven't you?
I hoped that...
Here, Act 5, Scene 2. It's on page...
Page 105. You'd better start, I suppose.
Yeah, sit here then. How would Henry say this? Fair Catherine and most fair. It just doesn't sound right.
Perhaps you shouldn't be pacing round like that. It's rather exhausting.
You're right. Is this better? Fair Catherine, and most fair, will you vouchsafe to teach a soldier's terms such as will enter a lady's ear and please his love suit to her gentle heart?
Your Majesty shall mock at me.
You're French.
No, I'm English.
The character.
Well, if you wanted someone to do a ridiculous French accent, I suggest you find Nancy.
I see. Duly noted. I'll just I'll carry on, shall I? Will you vouchsafe to teach a soldier terms, such as will enter a lady's ear and please his love suit to her gentle heart?
Your Majesty shall mock at me. I cannot speak your England.
Oh, fair Catherine, if you will love me soundly with your French heart, I will be glad to hear you confess it brokenly with your English tongue. Do you like me, Kate?
Pardon me, I cannot tell what is like me.
An angel is like you, Kate, and you are like an angel.
I do believe you engineered that deliberately, making use of the fact that my name, Catherine, appears in the text.
Would you be very cross if I had?
No, I don't think so.
Catherine, there's something I need to tell you.
All right.
It's difficult to know what to say without making a frightful mess of it.
Well, it is me you're talking to, who can never quite manage the right thing. So I think you'll probably be fine.
The thing is, I'm going away. The tribunal accepted my alternative service request. I had to go to a hearing last Friday, and I'm joining the RAMC, the medical corps. I go with the other new recruits for training the week after next, and then we're being posted to, well, I don't think I'm really allowed to say.
I see. Is it because of Edward and what he said?
Of course it's not. I put the request in weeks ago, before any of this. Before you. Do you think? Would you write to me?
What about?
Anything. Anything you want. The crossword, or the weather, or Fermat's last theorem. I don't care if I don't understand a word. I just want to hear your voice.
Yes, I'll write to you. Do you want to kiss me? Well, that's what people do, isn't it?
Do you want to kiss me?
Oh, I don't know. I think about it, sometimes.
Well, that's something, I suppose.
Ruby brought me up, you know. Without her, I'd have nothing.
I don't quite
understand. Ruby's very gifted at painting. At least, that's what people have said over the years. When our mother died, she gave it all up to take in people's laundry and scrub their floors and things. That's why she resents me. If she hadn't loved me, or perhaps if she hadn't loved our mother, she would never have done it. She could have given me to an orphanage and had the life she wanted. That would have been the logical thing to do.
Some things defy logic, Kate.
That's what scares me. I'm going away too.
Are you?
They like my crossword, you see. It looks like the war might have need of me after all.
I need you.
Of course you don't. You've managed perfectly well for the past 25 years, 7 months and 11 days.
How do you know when I was born?
I looked at your identity card weeks ago. I've stolen everybody's at some point. It's really good to get to know your fellow cast members, don't you find? You will be careful out there, won't you?
Is this a test? It's a test, isn't it? Well, I can't make you a promise. There is a war on, you know, and they shoot at you just the same, whether you shoot back or not. But I'll do my best and write to you for as long as I can. And when I can't, I'll think about just how beautiful you are.
You were doing quite well up until then. But if you waste your time thinking such nonsense, you almost deserve to be shot.
Where do you want this lot?
Perhaps you could help me pin it along the side here. I think that's the last.
You've done a good job with the place, I'll say that.
It just leaves the table to be moved in the morning. Mr. Martin likes to use it for their tea break.
Here they are, freshly printed. They were 4 and 6.
4 and 6? You told me it wouldn't be much over 3.
Auntie P always said he was a miser. She gets her brown bags printed in Bigglesuade now.
Where do you want them?
If you leave them in the office, my dear, here is the extra 1 and 6. Perhaps you could run it back down before he closes.
Anything else need doing? I won't be headed back for a while. It's Friday night. Coupon counting. My aunt says I'd just make a muddle of it if I try and help.
Well, we can't be all things to all people, can we? I expect you'll be leaving us too after this. Bright lights, big opportunities.
Oh no, I'm sticking around, working in the shop. Well, Auntie needs the help and I need the money. Seems there's not much call for an aspiring actress around these parts.
Oh, you've done more than most. Acting on a London stage, treading the boards night after night.
Well, I had a line once. Just once. He went that way, sir! I thought it was the start of something, but it was probably my finest moment. The five words forever immortalised.
Oh, certainly not. Tomorrow shall be your finest moment, my dear.
Sometimes, I feel like there's two of me. Well, there's the one that wakes up late and rushes drawing on the seams of my stockings, so they're a little bit wobbly, and then forgets my ration book, so I'll come back, and then forgets my gas mask, so I'll come back again, and then I've missed the bus.
And the other?
She's a different creature. Weightless, I suppose. Elegant. Certainly on time.
Have you heard of the artist Diego Rivera?
I've never been well versed in that sort of thing.
I can't say I much like him. His work is frantic and a communist, I believe, but his wife, she paints too. None of his acclaim, of course, but just extraordinary. I found her work last year. A self-portrait. One version of her sat next to the other. They're holding hands as though she were two people, but with the same veins and vessels entwining them both, cut and bleeding in places, with their hearts quite exposed. And as I looked at it, I thought, she knows. She knows me. She could see my heart just as easily as I could see the paint strokes of hers.
Catherine's leaving?
Yes, Catherine's leaving. Going to help with the war effort, as it should be. I expect that's them now.
All the posters are up, present and correct.
Well, not all the posters. We dropped one, and it got rather muddy, so we threw it in the bin. And then Will wanted to keep one, and most of the posters are up.
Shall I put the kettle on?
How about something stronger?
No alcohol is to be consumed on the premises. It was one of Mr. Martin's conditions.
We won't tell if you don't.
I suppose one wouldn't hurt. Dispel any nerves. Stir the spirits. Purely medicinal.
Of course.
Care for a game? I'll be dealer.
Don't sit on that. It's Mrs. Holt's longbow. I've had to confiscate the arrows.
How much are the pictures worth?
We only played last week.
They're worth 10.
Open them up, then.
Did you hear them going overhead last night? That's 3 times this week.
Sends a shiver up one's spine after reading about all that destruction in Belfast. Makes me want to head straight for the shelter as soon as I hear them overhead.
I shouldn't bother if I were you. I think the German air offensive is set on other targets than Shuttlefield.
Oh, I suppose you're an expert in military strategy now.
Of course, it's all rubbish, really.
What is? Oh, bloody hell, another awful hand.
Our good Harry, a lot of it. Died of dysentery a few years after Agincourt. He was only 36. Shall I deal?
Hardly a fitting end, after all those heroics on the battlefield.
I don't know that he was a hero. France, Agincourt, all those men, it was just a play for power. He barely had a right to the English throne, but if he won back France, who was going to question that? No wonder he was ruthless. Even the play has him killing all the French prisoners.
Being a good king is not the same as being a good person. And I suppose, sometimes, they have to murder a person or two along the way. If you're a ruler, you can't afford to be sentimental. It's all for the bigger picture.
You're morbid, the lot of you.
I think it's the beer.
I think it's the war.
Oh, yes, the good old war. I do wonder what excuse we'll have for things when it's over. Oh, I'm bust.
Me too.
Well, what have you got?
Nothing doing, just 17.
20.
I don't believe it. That's 3 in a row. You're cheating.
Well, of course I'm not. I just remember all the cards that have been shown before and then work out the likely probability of drawing the ones that are left.
But I believe that is considered cheating by some.
Open another bottle, then.
No, wait a moment.
Is it?
That's the very definition of cheating.
How is that considered cheating? I don't think I quite understand.
Well, we can't count cards like you. Is that gin?
I've not seen a bottle of that for almost a year.
Where did you get it?
Ask me no questions and I'll tell you no lies. But I absolutely insist that you all go home after this. You need your beauty sleep.
Can't mess up Agincourt for old Henry. To the king!
Which one?
Does it really matter?
The king!
And to Ruby. For leading us into battle with absolute determination.
Yes. Let's drink to Ruby.
This is good stuff.
Well, I know how to follow orders. Time to turn in.
11 o'clock tomorrow.
Oh, yes, Mrs. White wants to give us an armband and collection buckets for the parade.
You walk my way, don't you, Will? You got your lighter? I always miss the turning in the blackout.
Catherine?
No, I'll wait for Ruby.
No, you go on without me. I've still got to fold the programmes and lay out the cups for the ARP.
I can help.
No, it's all right. I can manage. I'll finish up here and I'll see you at home, Kate.
Ruby.
I can manage.
I know. Well, I just wanted to say...
I know.
Thank you.
Oh. Thus far, with rough and all unable pen, our bending author hath pursued the story. In little room, confining mighty men, mangling by starts the full course of their glory. Small time, but in that small most greatly lived this star of England. Fortune made his sword by which the world's best garden be achieved, and of it left his son, imperial lord. Henry VI, in infant bands crowned king of France and England, did this king succeed, whose state so many had the managing, that they lost France and made his England bleed.
This was Greyhounds, written by Laura Crowe, performed by Time and Again Theatre Company. You have been listening to Fiona Primrose, Laura Crowe, Catherine Cowdery, Tim Cooper, Jacqueline Weeble, Jacob Taylor, Paul Wilson, Kendall Boardman, Catherine Reynolds, Samantha Vaughan, Ben Hines, Adam Martin Brooks, and Anthony Morris. Yes, Sir, That's My Baby is written by Walter Donaldson and Gus Kahn. Music arranged and performed by the Easy Rollers. Thank you for listening. Please tune in next time, and remember, keep calm and carry on. When we reach that region,